If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on a I've been doing this all day, folks. It's a Wednesday into a Thursday. For some reason, I got Thursday on my mind. Wednesday into a Thursday, Dominic Jimenez along the way. I'm Marty Terrell. A little bit later on, Tyler Levine. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. Obviously, the men's basketball team gets it done against South Sudan after that earlier tussle with the South Sudanese. They took care of business, winning by comfortable today, 17-18. I think it was 17 points, 103-86, I want to say. We'll keep an eye on that. We'll get into some afternoon baseball. The Yankees, I mean, we got to give them credit. We saw this coming. We really did. Jazz Chisholm, my Lord, first Yankee ever, four home runs in his first three games in the pinstripes. I mean, you know, there was Mantle, Ruth, Gehrig. We could go on and on and on. And they just completed a matinee 6-5 winner, and DJ LeMahieu, who has been really struggling, he hit a grand slam, knocked in two others, all six runs off the bat of Lemieux. LeMahieu. And Yankees win it 6-5. And El Sweepo, the I-95 rivals from the senior circuit, the Philadelphia Phillies. Bryce Harper couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. That Philly lineup is a little dinged up of late. And crazy 12-inning game last night. So that's where we'll go. We'll do some afternoon baseball. Red Sox and Mariners are tussling at Fenway. We'll keep you apprised of that situation. Ward Manuel, the athletic director, University of Michigan, the national champion Wolverines, getting ready to start a football season in 4 weeks and a couple of days. They'll open at home against Fresno State, and then they got Texas, the Texas Longhorns at the big house. But Ward Manuel is picked up the prestigious John L. Toner Award for Athletic Administration Excellence. He'll take down that award December 10th in Vegas. But the AD at Michigan, a friend of the program and the network, is going to give us a few moments. So we look forward to that. We'll get it started on the other side here as we roll on here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, presented by Innovative Wellness and their new athletic supplement packs. We're coming back here on Sports Byline.
I love the way you swing on that pole with it. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
responsible.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcasts. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
Indeed we are, heard round the globe on the American Forces Radio, nationally on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and a whole lot more. During this Olympic season, it is great to be heard across the land, air, and sea bases throughout the globe. I mean, it's just absolutely fascinating that we can provide Olympic updates and interviews and sports radio content for our servicemen and women, the officers and the gentlemen of the United States military services. Very grateful. Very grateful, too, to the National Football Foundation. I mean, they are just serving up some incredible guests. LeVar Arrington yesterday, and I'm pleased to announce that we have got the athletic director. Here we go, the maize and blue. Ward Manuel, the AD at the University of Michigan, coming off a championship season, football season, 4 weeks and a couple days away. Ward, thanks for coming on. Marty Terrell, you're being heard across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline. How are you?
Marty, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me as the son of a former Army sergeant, the son-in-law of a former colonel in the Air Force, and the brother-in-law of a 82nd Airborne Tank Division sergeant, all serving during wartime. There's no better opportunity to be here and thank our servicemen and women around the world and in this country. It's indeed an honor to be here talking to you.
Thank you. Eloquently put, Ward. Thank you. By the way, congratulations. The prestigious John L. Toner Award is yours. December 10th out in Las Vegas, you will be anointed as a premier athletic director. This is a very prestigious award. And I guess where I want to start is, what does it mean to you? And then how do you compartmentalize being the AD at Michigan, being very much spearheaded to a unbelievable TV and media package for the Big Ten Conference, of which you guys are a member, and then you serve on the committee for the new playoff system, and you're the head of the football committee? How do you compartmentalize all this? Just tell me that. I mean, just tell me. I'm dying to hear this.
First of all, on the award, I'll take them one at a time. On the award, I am, you know, honored, and I was speechless when I got the call from Steve Hatchell about being selected by the board. It is just such an honor. I sat in those dinners and those Hall of Fame celebrations, and I worked at Connecticut where John Toner was the AD before I got there, so I knew about him and the great things that he had done. And so it is really indeed an honor, and it's a testament really to my coaches and our staff and our student athletes and their performance. So I will accept the award on December 10th on behalf of everyone here and all the people that have touched my life over the years to help me evolve into the athletic director I am today. On the balance, I do what you just said. I have to compartmentalize. I have to really structure my day so that I'm focused when I'm dealing with stuff here, and then when I have to deal with stuff for the CSP, I can focus there. I have great staff and, like I said, great coaches that really support this department and can step up when my attention has to be at other places. And so I'm honored to do that. I was honored to be chosen by all the commissioners to serve in that role as the chair. It is quite a difference in this year where we're going from 4 in the playoffs to 12. But it's an opportunity that the committee's looking forward to embracing on behalf of everyone in college football.
You know, I mean, you're a Michigan guy. I mean, you played for Bo. You had an injury which cut your playing days short. You got into athletic administration at Buffalo in the MAC, and, you know, Bo was a Miami of Ohio guy. He ends up at Michigan. You end up there. You a great tenure at UConn. I'm from that area of the country. That is a unbelievable. Oh, yeah. I always tell people Storrs, Connecticut, it's a zip code, not much more. I mean, I'm not picking on Storrs. It's not much more. But their record speaks for themselves. I guess where I want to go with you, though, is the TV package. I mean, Ward, I can't even get my head around this. You guys start with the Big Ten Network, which has just been a unbelievable success from its infancy, where they ran pizza ads for about two and a half months. They've caught on huge. You got Fox. You got CBS and NBC Football Night. College Football Night in America, rivaling Sunday Night NFL Football Night in America. I mean, the Big Ten, I sound like a shill. 18 schools, you bring in 4 unbelievable schools from the Pac, Pac-12. I mean, this TV package, how did this all come together? I mean, seriously, this is just a monumental package. Let me hear.
Yeah, it's really impressive. Kevin Warren started it when he was commissioner, and then Tony Petitti came in. They both did great jobs, and Tony did a great job closing everything out. But the idea of the package was really through conversations with the ADs and Kevin and his knowledge of what happened in the NFL. And then you bring in Tony to replace Kevin, and he's got a great experience with MLB. And what he's done in television. And so they really were creative about putting these packages together and really getting an afternoon package, and a evening package on Saturday. So the Big Ten is really in all three football spots during the day, where people know where we're going to be at what given time. And so it really is impressive. The expansion is impressive with the teams that have come in. I mean, Washington, Oregon, and USC at some point were all ranked in the top 10 last year, and Oregon and Washington at the end of the year. And so it really made the Big Ten a tougher conference all around. Great UCLA has been great in the past, and they will, I'm sure, work and be great again in the sport of football. But they all bring different things with different sports. But our football package and our football schedule across the board is really impressive, and I look forward. We have a very tough schedule this year, but we're looking forward to playing all the teams on our schedule and seeing how it shakes out.
Some other time we'll do the playoff. We're going to be up there for the Michigan-Texas game. I'm going to try to get you aside, and we'll pre-record something on that day. I know you'll be busy. But let me just finish one more thing with you, Ward, and that is, you know, just the idea of 15-0 last year. You had all sorts of stuff with Coach Harbaugh. Sherrone Moore did an outstanding job. Here, you gave him the job, run the table, blow out Washington. But you know what? Here's why I love your fan base. You got Fresno State, but then here comes the burnt orange in Sarkisian. So it's great. You'll be 16-0 because you'll beat Fresno State. But if you lose to Texas, you know how it is. I mean, and then you got Ohio State to finish up November 30th. Just talk about just the expectations when you are a football power like Michigan. I mean, there truly is no rest for the weary. Let me hear.
No, it's not. But, you know, it's the Texas series was something that has been, on the schedule for, many years. And so this is just finally coming. It's kind of like we go out. We have a series coming up with Notre Dame in, I think, 2032 and 33. And so you put these things on the schedule, and we didn't know at the time that we were going to add USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon, right? So had we known that, we probably wouldn't be playing Texas this year. But the way it goes is competition. We don't shy away from competition here in Michigan. It's always been that way. And our team, I can tell you, our coaches and our team are looking forward to playing, opening up with Fresno State, playing Texas the next week, and continuing with the schedule throughout. And so they're excited about it, and our fan base is definitely really excited about the opportunity that is in front of us for our football team.
Yeah, we really are grateful for your time. Congratulations. Again, the 66th annual John L. Toner Award goes to our guest, Ward Manuel, the AD at the University of Michigan. Ward, we will see you on September 7th up at the Big House. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Marty, and God bless our troops.
And thank you, sir, for saying that as we're getting a fire alarm in our beautiful Tea Room broadcast studios. Probably hear that in the background. All right, we'll get to break. We'll come back on the other side. Tyler Levine will join us. He's kind of a Michigan guy, too, in a way. So we'll look forward to that here. Along with Dominic Jimenez, I'm Marty Terrell. We are presented by Innovative Wellness, their athletic supplement packs. All right, omega-3s. All sorts of nutrients that you don't get from your diet. Guess what? You can get them at innovativewellness.center. Coming back here on Sports Byline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Lots to get to still as we roll along here through a Wednesday into a Thursday. Let's get him on here. Tyler Levine. We saw it coming. I could go back and we could cut some promos with the idea that we said, you know what, the Yankees stirred up the pot. They got Chisholm. They made a few tweaks here and there. Cashman traveled with the team right before the All-Star break, started to lay down the law. Now Aaron Boone looks like a genius. LeMahieu comes off the rock pile, hits a grand slam, adds two more ribbies, knocks in all six, 6-5 over the Phillies. El Sweepo, Jazz Chisholm looked like Babe Ruth the last couple days. How about your Yankees there, Mr. Levine? You got to be a little happy, huh? Let's hear.
Yeah, baby, we're back. Not that we ever left, but I mean, this makes 5 in a row. We had spoke about this being a pivotal point of their season. This was a huge series on the road. You know, what is this going to look like if they came out of this, you know, being swept or it looking ugly? Boone might be, you know, be out of a job. And here we are now, a clean sweep on the road. We scored at least 6 runs in every single game. LeMahieu, career high, 6 RBIs. Chisholm, the first Yankee ever to hit 4 home runs in their first 3 games. This is win 5 in a row. We're looking great. You know, it's so funny and weird in sports. You can make one change to a roster, get one new guy in the clubhouse, in the locker room, you know, for whatever respect of sport we're speaking about, and everything can change. And it seems like the bats have woken up. It seems like we're locked in, feeling good, and hopefully we can continue this momentum as we take on the Blue Jays at home on the 2nd of August. I'm super excited, though. Now we're only, you know, a half game back from Baltimore, and things are looking up.
Well, I want to say one thing. Chisholm, first of all, is from Nassau, Bahamas, okay? A young kid, 26, 27 years old. Diamondbacks, and then I believe the Marlins, and then Marlins to the Yankees, obviously. Nassau, Bahamas. The kid played on a softball team. I mean, like a traveling softball team.
So crazy.
I mean, it's nuts. And I think you're right about that observation. The other thing I, you know, about just tweaking a roster with a player like this, he comes in, you know, he obviously picked a great spot. But I want to give the Red Sox some credit here for the Yankees emerging from absolutely a sleepwalking tenure through the month of July. And here's what it was. It really and truly was going into the All-Star break. They got embarrassed by the Red Sox. Devers was killing them. They had a walk-off home run or a Red Sox go-ahead home run down to their last pitch. Never mind out. Boom, home run. They win. They get swept. They look bad, or they lost 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4. Then they go to Fenway, and this weekend they just, you could tell they just absolutely played like they were playing a playoff game. There was an environment, there was a chemistry, there was a bounce in their step, and it was, if you watched it, and I did, I said, this team's not going to lose. They're just not going to lose. The Yankee swagger came back, Tyler. I know you saw that as well. Let's hear.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, this is what the team has been missing going into the All-Star break. Obviously, you know, they're not having a bad season by any stretch of it, but things felt off going into the All-Star break. It seemed like things were starting to slip. It seemed like guys weren't aligned. It had the feeling of this could get ugly really fast if something doesn't change. And it was very clear that they had to make some sort of move. There was no choice. And they did make that move. They got a guy that was a little bit controversial. People weren't sure how he was going to fit into the clubhouse, saying that he's a clubhouse cancer. Doesn't seem that way thus far. I mean, he's hitting home runs with Aaron Judge's bat. So it seems like the Yanks are feeling good. Hopefully they can carry this momentum through to the postseason. And, you know, at that point, anything can happen. It becomes a strategy game. Who's healthy? And, you know, obviously we have more than enough experience in the roster in the playoffs. So it's not like, you know, guys are going to come into this spot unfamiliar with what's at stake and what's ahead. But, you know, this was a huge, huge series. Going into Philly and sweeping you can't really put words to how much it means to the team and the clubhouse. And just carrying this momentum now forward is what's going to be important. Because we're going to want to finish at the top of this division, no doubt. If it's not the top of the division, it's not a successful regular season ultimately.
Yeah, and you made a great point. It's that, you know, people look at the record and say, what are Yankee fans bitching about? I mean, look at this record. I mean, a bad team. It wasn't that. They were at one point like 50-22. It was ridiculous. And then all of a sudden they lost like 22 of 30 games. It was like, you know, they were worse. Actually, I think they had for a while they're the worst record over like a 15 or 18 game period in all of baseball. I mean, and that's when the White Sox are going to be 80 games below 500. The A's have come around and were better. The Yankees were a disaster, and you were calling for Boone. You were, and you know, I'll remind you of that. But at the same time, you were not alone. You were not alone. There was a lot of people saying he's going to walk the plank here. Yeah. Now here comes Toronto. Now they come back to the stadium. I'm starting to think this is going to be one of these where they're going to tear off like 12 out of 15, 15 out of 18. I think they could pull away in this division. Is that crazy? Would you have said that a week or two ago? I don't think so, but I could see it coming. The schedule sets up favorably. They're coming home. They're riding high right now, and I don't want to get too carried away. Would you be surprised if they got some distance from Baltimore in this division?
2 weeks ago, I would have said you're absolutely nuts, but now it's for sure in play. I mean, if Baltimore gets cold at any point in the next month, just based off the way things are going and just judging off strictly the vibes in the clubhouse and the morale of the team, which plays a huge part, and that should not be underestimated. You know, the momentum and the energy of a team and the way that they're feeling as a group is absolutely everything in sports. And if the Yanks can keep this up and can go on one of those, you know, winning, 17 out of 20, something like that, 15 out of 20, yep. I don't see why they can't really separate themselves at the top here.
I'm telling you, I'll pick them right now. Just based on what I'm seeing, I think Chisholm's been great. He's going to cool off, but LeMahieu you were going to keep him down forever. I mean, he's been banged up. He's been injured. I'll just say this. The Red Sox, here comes Toronto. I think Toronto has waved the white flag. They got rid of Justin Turner, a few other guys, four or five other players. They've waved the white flag. They got injuries. Bichette's banged up. They've just waved the white flag. And don't look now, but the Orioles are going to head to Cleveland. And Cleveland's been a little shaky of late, but they'll get home at Progressive and have a little bounce in their step. All right, speaking of bounce in their step, they took care of South Sudan without much drama. In your backyard in Miami, out of Bayou with a big performance off the bench. I did not see a lick of this. I'm not going to pretend I did. I want to know if you did. Did Tatum even play? I have literally been you know what to the wall. I did not see it other than Adebayo having a big game off the bench. Tell me. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, Tatum, he did play. He started after not playing a minute, being one of two players to not play, Haliburton being the other in the first game. Everyone was wondering what that was about. Tatum gets the start, didn't really do much, 17 minutes, 4 points, 2 assists, 5 rebounds, and a block with a turnover thrown in there. But this was certainly the Bam Adebayo show, and all the concerns that at least I had going into the Olympics are kind of put to bed, and they did exactly what they needed to do. They came out and dominated the first game. You know, they dominate South Sudan, who they narrowly beat by a point thanks to LeBron James' takeover coming into the Olympics. And this is it's a very balanced box score. You got Durant with 14, Anthony Edwards with 13, Derek White with 10, Booker with 10, LeBron with 12, Davis with 8. And that's what you want to see out of a roster that's built this way. You want to see everyone contributing. You want to see everyone getting minutes. You want to see guys meshing. Most importantly, I think that, they didn't overlook South Sudan. They took this seriously. It was very clear that they understood that this is a team that if you don't take seriously can hurt you. And they locked in and put all of the critics to rest, I think, here. They're going to feel really good going into the knockout stages.
Yeah, I agree. Quarterfinals next week, semis, and then the final, I believe, I want to say, 2 weeks out. So we will look forward to that. All right, here's where I want to go with you. The medal count right now, obviously the United States with 26. I don't know if it's just me or are other people in the same boat. I'm impressed at the same time, but 11 silver, 11 bronze, only 4 gold. I evaluate it rightly or wrongly by gold medals. Do you as well in the overall, or do you look at the overall standings and say, you know what, yeah, we quote-unquote win the Olympics, we had the most medals. I look at gold. I mean, I just narrow it down to that, and right now we're in the middle of the pack. Let me hear.
I think it should be like a point system. You know, gold is 3 points, silver is 2, bronze is 1. And that's ultimately how it should be determined. I'm the same way. I think that gold should certainly, you know, if a country has 20 bronze medals and 0, you know, gold or silver, you know, how are we going to say that they won the Olympics if there was another country with 19 golds, you know, and 0 silver, 0 bronze? So I think that there should certainly be some sort of point system. That's the right way to do it. But I'm completely on board with you. I'm looking at the gold medals. I'm not looking at the total.
Yep. All right, you stay right there. We got a lot of ground to cover. I don't know who Marta is. You probably do about this young lady, but soccer, yeah, I want to hear this story too. We look forward to it. We got some Olympic news and notes to toss around. Tyler Levine, don't forget, he's one huge part of First Touch, our premier soccer show, Saturday night, 7 o'clock Eastern. First Touch, it's the soccer program for the new age, and the European Premier League is 2 weeks out. We're coming back here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at lowes.com/mylowesrewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See lowes.com/terms for full details, subject to change.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.center.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at burn.blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. Talking the world of sports, we roll along here with Tyler Levine, Olympic News and Notes, presented by our friends at Innovative Wellness, InnovativeWellness.center. as we look at the Paris Summer Games here. Soccer-wise, no drones needed. Canada over Colombia 1-0. They did lose their appeal. Let's start right there. We'll get to Marta and Brazil. They got knocked out by Nigeria. The U.S. completely dominated Australia, but you wouldn't know by the final score of 2-1. I mean, Australia only had 2 shots on goal, 7 shot attempts. And, I mean, the U.S. just, it's like they were playing downhill, and Australia was playing uphill all day. But let's start with Canada. Man, if they get in the gold medal game, can you imagine the groundswell? Can you imagine?
I mean, it would be insane. The whole situation is just absolutely bonkers. You know, I would hope and think that the players had nothing to do with it. So, I hope that they're kept separate out of this. I mean, the Canadian women's team has always been pretty serious, and they've always been very solid. But this is a real big black eye on the Canadian soccer organization as a whole. Apparently, men's team is involved. I really haven't done too much digging into it outside of just knowing that. I mean, how are you going to win that appeal? It's pretty black and white. There's a drone flying over the team's practice that you're playing against, and it's very clearly yours. It's pretty tough to get away with that one. Not much you can say. And just embarrassing, shameful. And again, I really hope that the players didn't know about it, and that it was just the coaches acting on their own. But, you know, you never know in these type of situations.
Yeah, and you know what I think is even worse, though, is appealing it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, why would you even appeal it? You're caught dead to right, not once, but twice. You didn't learn your lesson the first time. It's just stupid. It really is. But look, Alex Cora is in the Red Sox dugout. He still hasn't lived down, nor will he ever. The banging of the rubbish barrel, stealing signs. You know, if you steal signs in baseball, you know, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Baseball is about stealing bases, stealing signs. That's why, you know, football coaches cover their mouth. But the drone thing is ridiculous. Canada made it worse, in my opinion, Tyler, with the appeal. Just move on. Make it yesterday's 100%. News. 100%. Right?
I mean, it's just an insane thing to do. Like, why even try? It's like being caught for, you know, committing a crime on camera. You go into a gas station, you rob the store, there's cameras everywhere, you don't have a mask on, and then you go into court and say, nah, that wasn't me. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Like, what are we doing here? Come on. Take it on the chin and move. You would think that from an organizational standpoint, they would say, this happened, these people are gone, this will never happen again, this is embarrassing, and we're done. But to appeal it, that's really, really ugly, in my opinion, and unacceptable, and just poor decision-making from the powers that be that are, you know, running the Canadian football soccer side of things.
I totally agree. All right, Spain beats Brazil. I think I said it wrong. But Spain beats Brazil 2-0. Tell us about Marta. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, Marta she's a legend of the women's football game, 2018 FIFA Women's Player of the Year, 3-time FIFA Pro Women's World 11, 2-time Women's World Cup All-Star team, won the Golden Ball in the 2007 World Cup. Absolute legend of the game, one of the greats, and just a really unfortunate fluke moment. In the first half, right before halftime, ball's bouncing around. She goes to kick it, high foot, makes contact with the head. It's one of those things where it's tough. You know it's not intentional. You know she wasn't being dirty. She wasn't trying to hurt someone here. But it's just how the rules are written. And you got to swallow the pill. You know, you make your bed and you lay in it. And this is probably her final game for Brazil. She's 38 years old. She's been around forever and making an impact forever. And it's just sad to see a player, with such legendary status in the women's game, go out like this. It reminds me of Zidane, with the headbutt against Italy in the World Cup final, same thing, just really tough moment. Very unfortunate, very sad. She was, broken up, obviously crying on the field after it happened. But you know, it is what it is, and you know, you make the mistakes and your team's gotta do their best to cover, you know, man down. They held the line for pretty long. They didn't concede to the 68th minute, and then the second goal came in the 17th minute of extra time is what I'm seeing. So there had to have been a lot of other things that had happened to even lead to that, but Brazil goes out. Crazy.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, she got, I'm looking at it right now. She got whistled up right before half. She right in the extra time before halftime is when she, and like you said, you watch it and you're like, oh my God, this changed the rule, but the rule's the rule. Was it the difference between winning and losing today for Brazil, or is that just not fair to Spain?
I mean, Spain are an amazing team. I believe they won the last Women's World Cup. I might be wrong there. But, I mean, they have an amazing team. It's just so tough to win a game or even get any sort of result for half, you know, when you're playing half the game, you know, a man, woman down. Do I think that Spain could have won even at, you know, full strength, 100%? Sure. You know, it would have been tough regardless for Brazil. Spain are just such a good team. But it's really tough.
No question about it. All right. I want to cross promote. And then Ledecky tonight in primetime, eighth gold. So she is likely, and not likely, I think she will be. She'll be the centerpiece on primetime Olympic coverage on NBC. I shouldn't have given a spoiler. It doesn't matter, spoiler alert, because it doesn't matter. People, there's no way you can't escape it. I laugh when I hear people say, well, don't tell me. If you walk around through life, Tyler, you can't get away from it. You cannot get away from these Olympic Games. I'm sorry. I mean, I know people like to watch prime time. You'd have to basically not leave the house and turn everything off, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's especially with social media in today's day and age.
Yeah,
I mean, if I'm, you know, out golfing and you know, there's a Premier League game on, like if I want to wait to watch it when I get home, it essentially means your phone has to be turned off in a lockbox somewhere. You can't get away from this stuff in today's day and age. So I completely agree. It's impossible.
All right. Let's get to it. You guys, Saturday night, we're only a couple, 3 days out again. It'll be week three. We really are getting close. English Premier League right around the corner. You and Nico Beef Sauce will be teeing it up on Saturday night. I'll be along. Love listening, learning so much from you guys. What's in store for this week? And I know it's going to be some more EPL, huh?
Yeah, 100%. I think we're going to, you know, do a little bit of talk for Barcelona, Real Madrid as well. We'll certainly be talking transfers. There's been some injuries that have happened in the preseason, which will certainly be impacting transfer strategy as teams get closer to the kickoff of the season on the 16th of August, when Manchester United and Fulham will face off. So we'll certainly be going a little bit more in depth in the Premier League. We'll be covering a little bit more of the other top teams and the other respective leagues in Europe. A little too early Champions League talk is what we're calling it, because you know that doesn't kick off for quite a while, but it's still good to kind of look ahead. And just really getting down and dirty with everything that's going on in the European soccer world, because there's so much to cover. There's so much happening, so many moving pieces at this point in the summer. This is really the prime time for the transfer window and everything that's going on. So we want to make sure that everyone that's listening is always in touch, and you know, not just to hear the news, but to hear opinions on what's going on, because that's what's most important. And that's really, you know, what we bring to the table is, you know, we're not sitting on, you know, Fox and, you know, being some corporate analysis, just, you know, not really giving a half in, half out opinion on this type of stuff. We're giving it real. It's raw. It's from regular people who just love the game. And it's going to be a great time. And I just cannot emphasize enough how excited I am for this season to kick off, how excited I am to get to the games and be interacting with the fans outside of the stadiums, to get all the interactions with our listeners up and running. You know, we want to have a very tight relationship with our audience, and are very excited to bring new ways to interact with us as we're live, and just the ways to interact with us in general, through streaming and social media and other things alike.
It's fantastic. I love your logo. I don't know if you decided to stay with it, but really a nice red, white, and blue logo. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did you stick with that one? Because I love it. I threw it up at mouthofthemidwest.com. If people want to see it, go to mouthofthemidwest.com. I posted it on a blog. I love that logo.
Yeah, that's the rough sketch. I actually drew that up on my iPad myself, and it's with my graphic designer now being, you know, made a little bit more professional and clean. But it's I'm really excited, man. I haven't been this excited for something in a very long time, and it's just we're bringing something new to the table, especially stateside. There are not many shows that really discuss European football specifically in depth, and you know, pretty much leaving out MLS. Sorry for people who, you know, are, you know, MLS diehards. Just It's not for me. I like the top level stuff. Nico loves the top level stuff. He's from Greece, so he's from that world. And it's just a different level of intensity over there. And it just gets my juices flowing, man. I'm so fired up for the season to start. I cannot wait. I'm literally counting down to the minutes until we kick off in Manchester at Old Trafford, United versus Fulham, August 16th.
Well, you know, on this network predating you was, you know, Dominic talked me through it last year because I got smitten by it just going to one of the local hangouts here. And I'm watching these guys come in every single Saturday and Sunday. I'm eating my breakfast and these guys are going nuts. And I knew what they were doing. They were gambling, but they also had fantasy leagues. So I started to, you know, pick Dom's brain on the EPL. I got smitten by it. Then, you know, Bill Simmons, who I used to work with in Boston, he's got, you know, the Ringer, and then they've got a podcast. Then you come along, Rick Tittle, who's on this network. He's huge. I start reading the British tabloids, the London newspapers. I'm stunned at how big this is. I thought I had a clue. I did not simply have a clue. We only got a couple minutes left. Can you give me the ebb and flow of the season? It starts in August. What's it like through Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and the holidays? And how does it stack up against the NFL and college football here? Let me hear.
So, I mean, pretty much how the season works is there's 38 Premier League games. Mixed into that is the League Cup and the FA Cup. So you'll have some weekends where there's no Premier League, but there's these other two cups, which mean a lot. It's not like what there's nothing like it stateside. There really isn't. It's like imagining if there's, you know, all four majors in golf were played out every weekend throughout the entire season. That's the closest thing that I could, you know, really put it to. Mix in with that, we have the Champions League, which is anywhere from the top two to the top four teams in Europe's top five leagues. They go at it. It's structured very similar to the World Cup. There's a group stage. There's knockout rounds. That's for the cream of the crop. It's the best teams against the best teams in all of Europe. And it inevitably, you know, crowns the champion of Europe. There's international breaks that are mixed in every now and then for World Cup qualifiers and friendlies and things alike. You know, they always try and keep the national team somewhat mixed in. Those for me are just the most dreadful times of the season, but it's firing. There's, you know, the day after Christmas, Boxing Day, all the teams are playing. It really never stops from August 16th through the end of May, beginning of June. There's no stopping. And then, you know, they go off for summer, transfers happen. 2 months later, they're back and doing it all over again. So it really is nuts, especially when you consider that the off season, quote unquote, for these players was filled with the Euros this summer. So they really get no breaks. But, you know, me and Nico are so excited to cover this and to make sure that everyone's always kept in the loop and that they can hear, you know, have an easy way to listen to true fanatics, give their opinions and their takes on what's going on in the world of soccer over in Europe.
Solid work on Yankees, solid work on the Hoops. Great job on Marta with the red card today for the Brazilian Legals. They lose to Spain, and great job on the EPL. Tyler Levine, good job, Tyler. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and he'll be live Saturday night, 7 o'clock Eastern. Do I have that right? Yeah, 7 o'clock Eastern. It'll be First Touch, our premiere soccer radio magazine for a full hour. Coming back here on Sports Overnight.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
All right, it'll be a prime time Wednesday into a Thursday. NBC with Olympic coverage wrapping up the day. U.S. men's team rolls over South Sudan 103-86, and Serbia just destroyed Puerto Rico 107-66. On the women's side, boy, Spain and Puerto Rico, what a game. 63-62, the final. And the Serbian women, 81-59 over China. And we told you earlier, U.S. soccer team, the women, 2-1 over Australia. Really lopsided in terms of statistical and the level of play. But Australia did tickle the twine and did score. So 2-1 the U.S. over the Aussies. And we told you, Marta, red-carded, extra time first half. She's out. Spain over Brazil, 2-0, the final there. Canada beat Colombia, 1-0. Those are just some of the scores. Stay with NBC. Stay with us here on Sports Overnight and Sports Byline. We keep you updated top of each hour and through the night with scores, some interviews, some highlights. And we had good interviews today, I will say. Ward Manuel, AD at Michigan, appreciate his time and effort. Done an excellent job. And, to get the chair – of the 12-team playoff and the committee chair on the whole playoff system, plus the TV work they've done with the Big Ten with 18 schools. I mean, think about it. Fox, CBS, NBC, and then the own Big Ten network to kick off their Saturday coverage. I mean, I'm telling you. Now, look, Texas has got the Longhorn Network, the SEC, their TV package. The one that's kind of left out there dangling is the Big 12. I hate saying that, but their TV package is just pales in comparison to the others. But we shall see. But, Dion and Colorado back in the Big 12 mix, so maybe a little juice there. We shall see. All right, Dominic Jimenez, great job out of you. Tyler Levine again, Ward Manuel, the AD at Michigan. Stay with us throughout the night here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. Thanks for listening.